All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Comics Corner. It's the season of love, February. Here we go. Sunstone. Already brought you sugar, now we're bringing you Sunstone. Probably going to do all of it, maybe Bloodstained as well. We can probably just do them all. At any rate, let's go ahead and get started. Volume 1. Stefan Sijic. Created by Stefan Sijic. So this is not Matt Hawkins' work. Matt Hawkins didn't have any part of this. It's a completely different deal. Oh, look at that. Fucking looks lifelike. Look at that art. It's amazing. Crack, crick, crack, crick, crack, crick. Okay, I really should stop doing that. So here we are. Just write the damn thing, they said. You can do it. Fantasy is easy. Start with some war or prophecy, and you're off. How the hell do I start this? They all agreed I should write it. They pestered me to no end with retelling their own versions of events. Meticulously filling in the gaps of each other's stories, they were even fine with me using their real names. Yeah, I'll probably change that bit, though. So, start. This is a love story about two BDSM-loving girls. Oh yeah, that will bring in a certain kind of crowd. But that really is the problem. How do I even write this? I mean, on some level it is a sexually charged story, but it's also a story of human nature. We're all to some extent weird, unbalanced, a little bit insane, and stupid. Oh boy, are we capable of being mind-numbingly stupid. In short, all the traits that we try to keep hidden behind our everyday smiles. So, what is this about then? I mean, technically it's not even a story. There's no plot to it. Just stuff we did. Heh. Maybe if I invented a villain, Professor Shackles, Countless Melissa Whiplash? But that is just it. There are no villains, very few twists. It's just how I... just my life. Story of how I changed. And the hardest thing is to start. Where do I even begin? Ah, fuck it. Procrastination time. No, you promised you would write it. They spent hours upon hours filling you in on all the details, not that I actually asked them, but still, a promise is a promise. It's time. Let's get down to business. Okay, just let it flow. You can switch the names later, and fix the tenses, and tweak the sentence structure, but for now, just write. Dear reader, this is the story of how I met the love of my life, the one person that complete... Wait, don't leave yet. This book has lots of hot lesbian bondage sex. Good, that got your attention, you bunch of pervs. But that's alright, you see, I'ma let you in on a little secret. We're all a bit pervy in our own ways. And to those of you who are at this moment thinking, No, I most certainly am not, well, give it some time. Ellie never planned on her sexual taste to evolve towards being dominant. She certainly couldn't pinpoint any deep emotional reason for it. She was raised in a loving family, had friends, and a nice enough childhood. She blossomed in her late teens into an attractive, successful, bespectacled young woman. She was a dom. She loved it. Loved the creative side of it, the planning, and the rush of pride and sense of accomplishment when the well-planned scenario worked out. To her, there was no reason why she started liking BDSM, but she knew when it all began. For Allie, it all started the night she cracked the cable parental control. She saw a BDSM movie that night. Most of it freaked her out, but between the creep-outs, it was the image of the beautiful and powerful dominatrix that stuck with her to the point that she even started getting her hair cut like the dom from that movie. For the longest time, her fascination was a secret shared with no one. That is, till college. There she found Alan, a kindred spirit as far as tastes were concerned. Two kindred, as it turned out, as they both preferred dominating. That whole thing eventually went up in flames. But from the ashes of a failed relationship, they salvaged an amazing friendship. After college, Allie devoted time to her career, and business was booming. Her love life, on the other hand, wasn't. That's a catch-22 of BDSM. It's based on trust, and it requires trust to even admit having those tastes. It's hard finding the courage to take that leap of faith to admit to anyone, hey, I'm really into BDSM. I have different tastes. Am I a fetishist? Preconceived notions are a bitch. Allie found vents for her stockpiling frustration, mostly reading, gaming, and lots of planning. She had ideas, and she wasted a lot of money hoarding gear and toys. Problem was finding a playmate. Thankfully, in the end, she found her courage in the anonymity of internet message boards and chat rooms. That was how we met each other. Lisa, I would Oh, well, we'll get to that in a minute. I always liked being tied up. Always, of course, would be an understatement. Overstatement, rather. But my manifestation did manifest itself relatively early in my teens. In the rare private moments when no one was around, I often practiced self-bondage. That sense of embarrassment and the fear of being found out was a rush that was mine alone. It was a secret I couldn't share with anyone. My sexual taste was like an itch on an unreachable spot. I was too scared to open up, even to a man I actually considered marrying at the age of 22. Friendly advice here, share your desires with your partner. I didn't. I hinted, I signaled, and signals just don't measure to an honest conversation. My hints at trying something different would mostly culminate with some from-behind action. It wasn't bad. It's just when you are in the mood for something spicy, the craving won't be satisfied with a scoop of ice cream. I was single for 2 years after David. Yes, some of you might be rolling your eyes now thinking, it's not that hard to find a guy who would dominate you. Sure, but there is that small thing at the foundation of BDSM. Trust. For a sexual submissive, the risk is immense. Trust means allowing another person to tie you up with faith in their willingness to honor the sanctity of the safe word. Truth was, I wanted it, and I was scared. That fear kept my fantasies buried within the pages of my stories. Stories which I posted online. Stories that ally stumbled upon. 2 months of chatting, webcams, and yes, virtual sex? What? I was horny, and she was imaginative. I could share my every fantasy with her, and ultimately... It says, I would like to meet you. Well, what does it say? It says, at least I would like to meet you. Okay, at the bottom. Oh my god, she wants to. She actually wants us to meet. Aw, crap, I said it. I actually said it. I asked her. Damn it, why did I do this? I ruined everything now. She says no. Then how will we even be able to chat anymore? Ah, Alley Cat, I'd love to meet you too. If you want, we can meet at my home this Friday. That is, if I understood your intention for us meeting. What? She wants to meet me too. Oh god, this is actually gonna happen. She will. Crap, I gotta reply. Yes, you got my meaning. I want this to happen. Alley Cat, wonderful. I'll email you my address, and I can't wait to see you. This Friday. That's in just 3 days. Ah, damn it, I feel like I have a storm in my stomach. I mean, it's actually gonna happen. After 2 months of chats and webcam, it's Alley Cat. I know her now. And I like her a lot, and yet, now that it's real, now that it's just 3 days away, I'm actually scared. Damn it, Lisa, snap out of it. What would Allie say if she saw you like this? Oh my god, 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 oh my god. It's in 3 days. She'll be here, and then we'll... Oh, fuck. Crap, crap, crap. I can't do this, can I? What if I mess up? 3 days. Must share news. Bleep, bleep. Ah, bleep, bleep. What the hell? What? Oh my god, you're never gonna believe what just happened. You remember that girl Lisa you told me about her? So after all this time, she actually has to come over, and I'm gonna have to come over too. It's actually gonna be... happen. I mean, things so happy, but at the same time, it's my first time. Alan's apartment the next morning. The hell did she call me in the middle of the night like that? I'll have to talk to her about personal boundaries. Yep, and then we'll talk about the mysterious nature of the platypus. Both conversations will have the same level of usefulness. Ding dong! You've got to be kidding me. Ding dong! Ding dong! Ding dong! 7 a.m.? I mean, wow. Actually, she kind of restrained herself. Coffee? Let's go. We got a lot to talk about. Oh, by the way, you should cut down on the Japanese RPGs. They started to affect your looks. Oh, hi, Alan. Good morning. Listen, I'm sorry for waking up. Let's try that one more time. Listen, I'm sorry for waking you up last night. May I come in? Sure thing. Make yourself at home. Thanks. So you coming? So this Friday, huh? Preparation shouldn't be a problem. It's just, well, you two only ever met online. I'm saying be ready for both success and failure. It should be fine, and we've been talking via webcam for 2 months now and played some, games. She is really nice. Oh, Allie, of course she's nice. We're all nice when we want something. I just want you to be ready for the inevitable moment when the mask falls. Not every smile is held in place with a rubber band, Alan. I know I may end up disappointed, but for years I had no one in my life, so at this point I feel like taking this risk. You could have easily met someone at the Crimson. I know. I'm just not the club type, you know? I must be remembering a different alley, but have it your own way. As long as you're aware of the risks. Is she healthy? Yeah, we have been tiptoeing around this idea of meeting for a while now, so that topic popped up. Then I wish you the best of luck. What about you? Anyone in your life since Cruella? Allie, we're friends. So I know you have the official duty to be bitchy about her, but I don't. I know you liked her, and I'm over it. You still miss her? Every damn day. I'm sorry, Al. Don't stress about that. You've got bigger fish to fry, so let's talk logistics for Friday. Meanwhile, for the longest time, my one great non-carnal desire was to be a writer. It was, for the most part, a hobby I enjoyed during my free time. My writing efforts were usually split between erotic fiction, which I wrote at home and published on my small website, and a far more ambitious fantasy romance novel. I preferred working on this novel in the nearby library. I guess the silence and the smell of books kept me focused. It sometimes felt futile. In this day and age, every idea has been done. But it's my own way of filling the long hours of the day, a way of escaping into my own world. Whoops. Let's face it, I had a few free hours to burn on any given day. My love life had been in a state of perpetual drought for the last 2 years. And yes, I guess that really was my own fault. So for once in my life, I decided to go for it, to take my chance, be brave, and fulfill at least this one secret desire. No, stop it! This blank screen ain't gonna fill itself! Back to writing! Focus! And so I focused. Helen stood before the Empress, stubbornly refusing to drop her gaze. Bran was terrified, too scared to raise his eyes and observe the inevitable death of his sister. If he had mustered the courage, he would have seen a small, wicked smile adorning the Empress's face as she ordered her guard to take him out of the throne room. And then my focus deteriorated. Helen merely glanced a small, despising look upon her brother. She would not give the Empress even the hint of satisfaction. Helen was of House Radon, and she bent no knee to the tyrant of the North. The Empress rose from her throne and walked up to Helen, her crimson robe making the only noise as it dragged along the floor of the otherwise perfectly silent throne room. She stood facing Helen's defiant gaze, reveling in it. Then she broke her silence. Broke the silence, her voice slicing the air. Lady Helen of the House Radon. Proud House Radon, great House Radon, the house I crushed. All you and your brother remain, and here you stand before me, defiant, unbroken. Good, your defiance will entertain me greatly. Heron, Karash, remove her clothes and bind her. Melissa, are you all right? I will take great pleasure in, but, what? Nothing, dear, it's just, you had this, I just had a stroke kind of expression, so I was a little concerned. Sorry, I guess I was just lost in thought. Suffice to say, I didn't write much of my fantasy tale that week. My erotic fiction, on the other hand, thrived. Holy crap, I almost had Helen and the Empress, fuck, you one-track mind, excuse me. Holy crap, I almost had Helen and the Empress, fuck you one-track mind. Huh, I see I'll be less than useless at least till this Friday. Crap, you know, win some, lose some, silver linings and all that. You want a custom-made bed by Friday? Don't you already... This is a confusing one. You want a custom-made bed? Yes, by Friday? Well, Thursday evening would be better. Don't you already have a good bed? I do, but I got some ideas, and spread eagle pose is about as much as I can do on my bed. Hence the need for a new one. Yeah, I'd like a bed that has hoops, like, everywhere on it, not just the bedposts. You see, I've got a very specific setup I want to try out. Something like this. I see. You know, I really shouldn't complain, but you sure do burn a lot of money on this stuff. Well, I don't like cars, not big on jewelry, and my fashion taste is very specific. This really is one of the few things I go crazy with. Point taken. Let me see what I can do. Hey, Chris, it's Alan. Listen, do you still have the bed you made? Yeah, I know, it would piss me off too, but listen, I got a buyer for it. Yeah, now there's a small catch. We'll have to do some quick modifying, and I do mean quick. It needs to be installed by Thursday evening. No, it's just a minor mod. Just gotta add some metal hoops. Awesome, man. I'll be there in an hour or so. Yeah, it's for her. Yup. Ha, I know. She really does. Well, see you later, mate. She says, pfft, Scribble, scribble. He's scribbling down. Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ow. Oi, easy. I don't need a chiropractic adjustment. Though I might need one after we're done installing this monster. Holy shit. Thursday. Allie, get this cat away from me. Bonkers. Go home, you spoiled brat. Watch your back, Alan. Go a bit to your left. Uh-huh. I hope he wasn't pestering you, Allison. What? Oh, no, Miss Kramer. He's okay. Just a bit in the way. Sorry about that. You know, I don't mean to pry, but you sure do buy a lot of furniture from that fella. What is that thing, anyway? Some sort of coat hanger? No, that's, well, a bed. She wasn't lying. Well, you've got everything you need. Have fun assembling it, Alan. Chris, dude, you're just going to leave me hanging like this? I told you, I got a meeting with a new supplier. Bye, Allison. Enjoy the bed. Heh. Thanks. A few hours later. See, I fucking called it. I think I slipped a disc. You know, I have a real powerful back massager you could use. Pretty sure I know where that has been. Hey, don't say I didn't offer. Allie, don't take this the wrong way, but it's not really a cheap bed. I mean, what if she doesn't come? I'll just sleep on the damn thing myself. Well, all I can say is good luck. Call if you need me. Thanks, Alan. Allie spent a tossing, turning, restless night on her new bed, and then Friday finally came. The day that at times seemed impossibly far away arrived only to find us. A bit nervous. Okay, so today's to-do list. Clean kitchen, tidy up the living room, set auto-reply an email, and later today meet Lisa, and be a true dominatrix for the first time. Right, right, that whole thing. This is it! Oh crap, this is it! Woohoo! Ahem, so Allie was reasonably excited. Alright, better check first. Hey, it's me. Just wanted to check if we're all still good for today. If we are still good for today. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh, fuck! This is it! Oh, shit! Yup, the day my phone messages projected confidence while my stomach screamed panic. But I found ways of distracting myself. I hate you, the people who invented you, their families, their pets. Pain beats panic. RIP! Motherfucker! Yeah, no, fuck this shit. So I gave up on waxing and I just shaved. Turns out that was a smart choice for latex reasons. So what in the... Sometimes I read and don't pay attention. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that should do, I guess. Unfortunately, I still had hours to go, and as is the case with waiting, the last few hours felt the longest. For Allie, however, the situation was somewhat different. Simple enough, not intimidating. This should do. She had far more extensive preparations to take care of. Flush! Responsibility and preparation are the burdens of the Dom. For with great power, well, you get the gist of it. Yeah, probably best we started off here. Flush! What, the toilet thing? So it turns out when she's extremely nervous, she gets a bad case of upset stomach. Flush! I think that's all. Oh, crap. Is it all? Yeah, I think I got everything ready. I hope. Yeah, Allie lives alone and tends to talk to herself at times. Why, yes, I too live alone. How did you guess? So, hi, I'm Lisa. Yeah, I so don't have the guts for this kind of introduction. If I open the door like this, the only thing I would see is her back as she's running away. So I'ma go with nope. To Scooby. I was excited, oh yes. But it was in the cab that it all finally hit me. I knew Allison just as someone from the forums, from chat, and ultimately from our webcam encounters. And now, here I was, about to meet her in person. And then, so many thoughts come crashing in, one of the most persistent ones being, she is a woman. What if it doesn't, like, work? I mean, our webcam flirtations aside, what if she turns the key and my engine doesn't, like, start running? Urgh! And on top of it, all that, I have to pee so badly. Perfect. Okay, Allie, just relax. You've been talking to Lisa for over 2 months now. She wants this. You want this. But what if I mess it all up? What if I take it too far and too fast and end up scaring her off? Yes, via vase of making you talk. No, too theatrical. Well, I guess this will do. Hope she likes it. Says both welcome and lick my boot at the same time. I do believe we got a winner. Okay, Lisa, calm down. Wow, that's a big house. Come on, you can do this. Here we go. Da-ding dong. She's here. Crap, I still gotta pee. Hi, Allison, I'm Lisa. Wow, your webcam really didn't do you justice. Gotta pee, gotta pee, gotta pee, gotta pee, gotta pee, gotta pee. Hi, Lisa. I really was looking forward to meeting you, and you look even cuter in person. Oh, God, there it is. She's having second thoughts. Ugh, why now? And she's freaking out. Great. Well done, Allie. Bring a whip to the door next time and complete the fail. Lisa, is everything all right? Damn it. I still wanted to make a better impression. But I really, really gotta use your bathroom. Like, right now, please? Oh, of course. It's up the stairs. Second door on the left. That way? Yup. I can hang your coat? Holy crap, that face she made, that pleading expression. It's adorable. Hell of a way to start this off. Hi there, I'm Lisa, and I gotta pee. I come in peace, now take me to your toilet, betrayed by my own bladder. Maybe I'm overreacting. It's a normal thing. Yeah, the timing was a little iffy, but it's not like it never happened to her. Am I just overthinking this? What could she be thinking? I do look like a villain. Maybe I should get a cat. A white one? Why, no, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. No, no cats. Still too young to be a cat lady. Sorry about that. That wasn't really how I planned this. Please, Lisa, happens to all of us. Come sit. Make yourself at home. And don't worry, it's perfectly normal to be nervous. This is my first time, too. So how about we just talk for a while and let this evening take its course at its own pace? Heh, my jitters are that obvious, huh? And there we were, finally, face to face. So why the hell couldn't I just talk? I wanted to be a writer, and yet sitting there facing her, words failed me. I was afraid I wouldn't feel the chemistry we shared during our chats. To the contrary, I may have been overwhelmed by just how intense the chemistry actually was. I mean, we would chat for hours, often via webcam. I liked her, but in person, she was just overwhelming. Sure, a lot of it was makeup and clothes, but she had this energy. So? Still, she was Allie. My friend Allie Cat. There was no doubt about that, and soon we were lost in our own world. We talked and laughed, and I knew two things. I was happy, and I liked her. A lot. And he goes, why do you even have that? Am I not enough? And I'm looking at a stack of 50 or so porn DVDs. And a few hours later, we both knew it. It was time. So? Are you sure you still want this? Yes, I really do. Oh yes, the idea of kissing her freaked me out so much that I couldn't fall asleep last night and I spent hours just digging through old memories. I did it once. I kissed a girl, I mean. It was a drunken party. I was messing with my boyfriend at the time. I remember the argument we had, but not the kiss. Funny thing is, there was a reason for that kiss and I remember the reason, but not the kiss itself. This, however, kissing Allie. This I would remember. Wow, yourself. I've been looking at you in that coat for quite long enough. What do you say we take it off? Actually, I've gotten a bit sweaty. I should probably wash up. Don't worry, after I'm done with you, we'll both need a nice bath. Now, here's the base rule of today's game. I will be gentle. I will not be pushing your limits. There will be no pain, no discipline, unless you call me mistress. So if I was to call you mistress, you would do things to me? Yes, whether you liked it or not. So why would I choose to say it? Well, you'll find that I can be quite persuasive. And now, tell me, Lisa, what will stop me? What is the one word that guarantees you power over me? Okay, this right here, this bit of wonderfully cheesy power play, completely and totally planned and rehearsed. Cheesy or not, the effect was electric. Made me weaken the knees and all that. Well, knees in deeper places. Anyhow, my safe word is sunstone. Then, shall we begin? But I thought sunstone is supposed to end it. A wise ass, huh? That's okay. Wise, dumb, all asses get spanked. The moment was right, the person was right, and wow, it sounded like a boner pill ad, but you get the point. Shouldn't you lead the way? Nope, I'm enjoying the view. Ah, I see. Nope, I see and I like. So in here? Whoa, crap, Actually not in here. It's messy and a crappy bed. Okay. So, that way. Suspicious. It's like, bing, and Metal Gear Solid. She too was nervous. I'll never forget how her voice cracked on the way. I'll never forget how her voice cracked on that way. I pretended not to notice, but I did. I noticed. Okay, if you say so. The hell was all that about? Damn, that was a close one. As I was getting ready, I found it more and more difficult to ignore the nervous knot in my stomach. Having my dream fulfilled is exciting, but this is an overload of anticipation. My deepest secret desires were about to be satisfied. I was to fully surrender to her, be bound, teased, taken. On one hand, it was Alley Cat, an online friend who I had known for months. But on the other hand, it was Allison, a woman I just met. But when she entered the room, I truly saw it for the first time. I saw it in her awkward stance, and her attempt to hide the shaking of her hands. Allison and Alley Cat were one. And in her nervous eyes, I saw that she was telling the truth. I was her first frail submissive. So, you are still sure? And the knot in my stomach vanished. More than ever. She placed her hands on me, caressing my skin, but the shake was hard to mask. She was nervous, we both were. Losing one's virginity is often a messy, underwhelming experience. And in a way, that's what we were doing, a dom and a sub. Playing the game for the first time, learning the rules, but just like any game, there are those who learn fast. Lay down now and we can begin. Now usually I'm not big on ropes, but they will serve their purpose for what I got in mind. It is a feeling I've liked for a long time. Rope biting into my skin, not too tight, but unyielding, relentless. And yes, turning me on faster than a light switch, but it is different now. For the very first time, I am not alone. Lisa, age 18. Before solitude was my best friend, it was quiet, freeing, and non-judgmental. I cherished those moments of privacy when Mom and Dad would leave and my brothers were away. As they say, while the cat is away. Those moments were my own playtime. In secrecy and solitude, I looked for freedom and bondage. Alone, I kept a secret I could not share with anyone, my own deviation from the norm. With sexuality being a taboo on a good day, deviations were always observed with judgmental eyes. But honestly, even then I knew one thing. People took it too damn seriously. They took that small personal aspect of one's life and put a spotlight on it. And under that spotlight, sexuality cast an ugly shadow on society. And society frowned upon it. But there were those who understood that it is a wonderful aspect of the human experience. Wonderful, exciting, intimate, sometimes a bit scary, sometimes even a little funny. Lisa, dear, could you come out and help me unload the groceries? Flop. But then, more than anything, this is freeing. The forbidden fruit. If you were made to eat it, if you had no choice but to taste it, could you not then let go of the guilt? Could you not simply taste and enjoy it? I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, I'm not going anywhere anyways. As I lay here, straining against my bonds, I know this. I feel more free than I've ever felt in my life. So hell yeah, I'm gonna enjoy that fruit. This will do for now. So, here is how we will do this. I will be tender, loving. That is, until you wish to truly submit. All it takes is for you to call me mistress. Then I will put this around your neck. And then your ass is mine, as is the rest of you. You are going to make me submit by tenderness? Yup. Yeah, good luck with that. Ah, how adorable. You think you can resist me? Well, I'm pretty sure I could deal with the horrors of tenderness. Oh, we'll just see about that. Okay, so I underestimated one small detail of the situation. I used to do a lot of self-bondage. I felt pretty confident I could match Allie in her game. True, the goal of the game always was for me to lose, but there's a difference between losing and throwing the game. Still, I miss one detail, self-bondage, though fun misses that final aspect, the touch of another person. Persistent touch. A touch you cannot avoid. Instead, you feel its effects being amplified as your mind inevitably begins to obsess about it. You seem flustered, but please, as if. Ah, yes, an eloquent response from a would-be writer. As if. Suck it, Shakespeare. Bondage is ironically freeing. The feeling of helplessness makes it impossible to ignore her touch. And while we're on her touch, she wasn't lying. She was tender. massaging my thighs, hitting that strange arousing nerve cluster on the inside of the thighs, yet never touching the one spot on which all my thoughts became helplessly focused. It was maddeningly frustrating. Say it! No! Not yet. And from there on, resistance was truly hopeless. As she started gently nibbling my thighs, I strained against my bonds. The silence of the room was only broken by the frustrated moans and the creaking of the ropes. And then Rational Lisa went bye-bye. Every thought was the same. So close. So close. The looseness of the ropes was deceptive and further agitated the frustration. But hey, I fought the good fight and happily lost in the end. Oh, fine. Mistress. Okay, my mistress. Now then, was that so hard? As if I had a choice. As if I had a choice what? Ow! Mistress! That's better. And now, my pet, it's time for you to slip into something more appropriate. And that was my first lesson. When your mistress pinches your nipple hard, you pay attention. I watched her with admiration. She had really gotten into it. My mistress. I know it's silly, but there's an exciting sense of surrender when I call her that. Now, my pet, it's time to show you my toy room. You may feel a bit chilly at the moment, but I did prepare a warm outfit for you. You were really certain I would submit, mistress? It's why you came to me. Calling her mistress was strange. Good strange. It sent shivers down my spine. I'm pretty sure it was the word and not being naked and a bit cold. It really was a simple truth. I did come for this, to submit, to be hers. And calling her mistress was an act of surrender and acceptance. This is where the game truly begins. Roles have been cast, and the play begins. She remained silent, but I noticed her hands shaking a bit too. Whatever she locked in there was going to be the main event of the evening, I guessed, and her silence was, I'll be honest, a bit alarming. Honestly, at that moment, I was glad she didn't tie my hands. And then she opened the door. Wow, play it cool. What do you think? Play it cool. Yes? Play it cool. Ah, mistress, did you get all of this for little old me? Atta girl, I've got some nice paddles for little old you, so behave. Okay, seriously, mistress, where do you get things like that? I mean, you can't just enter any store and buy that. I have a very talented friend. Wait, Sunstone, hold the phone here. You said I was your first. Allie? Yeah, Anne? This is a fuck ton of gear for someone who has never used it. Yes, you are my first sub ever. But this much stuff? I waste money, okay? It's... call it an enthusiastic obsession. Hoarding. I never use these things, but, you know, hope springs eternal, so I kept buying. I really was at this moment, I remember thinking, oh my god, she is such a delightful oddball. She was perfect. And that was the moment I let go of all my cares and worries. Oh, mistress, I hope I have proved myself worthy for you to use such wonderful toys on me. Well, yes, I guess toys are useless if you don't play with them. Speaking of which... that there will be your outfit for today. Whoa, that's latex. Yup. It's gorgeous. I've worn corsets before. I've always loved the relentless hugging feeling, but this is different. Latex is, well, kind of gross to the touch at first, and yes, the rubbery smell is something to get used to. But the feeling of wearing it, it's like, oh wow, lotion? Thank you, mistress, but I'm turned on enough as it is. Latex really is unlike anything else. It, well, fights you. Leather will hug your skin. Latex will become your skin. Your slightly too tight skin. And you are constantly aware of wearing it. It resists your every move. You feel it straining against you, fighting you. As if it is a rebelling part of your given form. And then there's the feeling you get when touched by it. Foreign, a bit strange, and so exciting. Unlike your everyday foreplay, there's an almost ritualistic quality to bondage. The buildup of excitement you feel with every step as you become clay in your partner's hands. A piece of art skillfully molded, and all the time you feel your own heartbeat. With every new step taken, I lost more of my freedom. She worked in silence, and I enjoyed her every touch. And with some surprise, I became aware of the utter lack of any fear. There was excitement, oh yes, nerve-tingling anticipation, but only now I truly realized that I trusted her. My friend Alley Cat, my mistress. I sure do hope you are feeling comfortable, because this is going to be a long, fun night. And it was. It really, really was. You know that Windows tune you hear when you restart your PC? By the way, sorry Mac users. Holy crap. Anyway, if that tune had a face, this would be it. Please, wait, loading brain. Brain not found. Retry. There you are, brain. Welcome back. Listen, I know it got kind of intense there, and, well, I'm sorry if I went a little too far, but, well, this is my first time, too. So, you know, I got a bit, well, carried away. My God, that was... I mean, well, if you decide this was a one-time thing, I'll understand. I won't like it, but I'll understand. I just hope we can keep... look, whatever you wish is fine with me, my mistress. But listen, it wasn't, you know, too much. Did you hear me say Sunstone? I loved it, mistress. So you feel up for that shower now? Give me a moment. I'm not even sure I can stand. So I guess going home would be out of the question. Well, it would be difficult. So I guess you'll just have to spend the night with me. Mistress, is that an order? Yes. We call it aftercare. Why, yes, it is pretty much a BDSM phrase for snuggling. How did you guess? So why did we feel the need to rename something as mundane as snuggling? Two reasons, really. One, due to the physical and emotional intensity of a BDSM session, we find in the snuggling the way to unwind, to reaffirm the kindness and restore the humanity we relinquish for the sake of our roles we play in our game. And two, because we are nerds and we like to make up names for shit. That's what BDSM people are behind all the pretense. Sexual nerds. A bunch of sexual cosplayers and LARPers, really. We play roles. It's all about the attitude. Attitude sells the role. And posing persuasive. A dom makes you submit by his or her presence alone. It truly is an elaborate sexual play, and all the actors must give it their all. We build this illusion together. Everything depends on believability of one's attitude. And Allie had that believability in spades. It is a comfortable role to her. She loves it, and I pretend to protest, to struggle, and then to reluctantly submit. And so we end up fulfilling each other's need. It is actually quite amazing how easily she switches between Alley Cat and my mistress. Well, usually, you know, when everything works as intended. What is it? Tiles? Cold tiles? Inevitably, I end up feeling both happy and excited. It's strange. A small reminder is the feeling of the collar on the skin of my neck keeps reminding me that this is real. Even though we joke and laugh, there's this twinge of excitement. Wow, you know, the collar really suits you. Like, wearing it in public kind of suits you. Sure, screw casual Fridays, let's have S&M Mondays. Just tell them your mistress commands it. So my mistress tops my boss? Mwah. Nope, I only top you. I'll order us some Chinese. Is that okay with you? Sure. You coming? Yes, mistress. You know, it's not the same when you're no longer horny. In fact, that's when you realize its inherent silliness, but that's fine. That's just my kind of silly. So the night went on, and even as I was watching a silly movie with Alley Cat, the collar was there, like a precious trophy. Seriously? She's choosing between necrophilia and bestiality, and we're the perverts here? I know, right? And then it was time to sleep, and honestly, I needed it. So, in here, or... No, this way. Well, good night. Uh-huh. Really? You aren't, like, tired? Silence. Giggle. Yes, mistress. Anyway, morning had to come eventually, and I learned another thing about Allie. Seriously, how educational can a single night be? So, I hope you like eggs. Yep. So, and Saturday, what I mean is, well, I'm free basically this whole weekend. I actually kind of promised to cover a shift at the diner today, I see. She was a little bit lonely. But if you want me to, I could come back around 7 tonight. Oh, I insist. And she wanted our game to continue, almost as much as I wanted it. I could have taken a cab, but there's something about being outside among people wearing my collar. Oh! That's what that girl wearing the collar is. There's a girl I've worked with. She wears a collar. And there's another girl, two of them. And they both wear collars. Like, I thought it was like the goth thing. But apparently, now that I've read this comic, they are doing the the whips and chains and you know, I haven't seen any chains. They always say whips and chains, but I haven't seen any chains. Where's the chains? Maybe those metal locks are the chains, but a chain is usually a series of metal locks. That's hence, you know, why it's called a chain. And we have that saying, you're the weak link if you're a weak link in a chain. Okay, autism going too far here. But yeah, anyway, what I'm trying to say is now I understand why there's women that I work with that wear the collars. And even Drex told me, oh yeah, I mean she's owned. Right. But it looks like she's probably owned by another woman. So she is a sub. I wonder, it probably wouldn't be great to just, hey, just curious. Notice the collar. Are you a sub by any chance? Yeah, that probably wouldn't go too well at work. Anyway, I could have taken a cab. There's something about being outside among people wearing my collar. I laughed it off last night, but truth is, well, it was an awkward laugh. The laugh you get when someone gets a bit too close to the truth you may not want to share. And the truth is, I loved it. Essential reminder of an unforgettable night. It sort of has this strange effect of reminding me. Any movement of the neck, and I hear the leather creak, almost like a weird secret wedding ring. It was there to remind me I was hers. Broken by her, taken by her, colored as her own. Yep, gonna need new panties. Yeah, it was obvious that for the rest of that Saturday, I was gonna have to accept the single-track nature of my thoughts. My mistress. She's coming back tonight. Yes, yes, yes! Should I call Alan? Yeah, wait, no. First I should clean up the place. She's coming again tonight. Damn, I wasn't planning for this to go so well. Go this well, rather. I hoped, but oh crap, now I got a plan for tonight. Clean house or call Alan? Yeah, I'll call Alan. He'll probably want to know about last night. What the hell do I even say? Alan, I just had the best night of my life. I had the time of my life. No, not gonna do that. She was so wonderfully helpless, but playful. And that devious little lip bite of hers that... Ow! Hello, beginning of most porn movies. Must think of a clever line. Okay, so either last night was so good that you're still inspired, or so bad that you're catching up. Blah! No, should I have gone with a need a hand? So, what you doing? You sure are taking this situation lightly. Hey, been there, done that, in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. Did I ever tell you you can be such an ass? Yup. Obviously you need reminding. That dude reminds me so much of me again. I even had the green hoodie! Holy crap! No, for real, no shit. Long hair, and the little patch there, and I had the green hoodie with the little things on it. Yep, that was totally me. Holy shit, that's fucking weird. Same build, too. I've always had the same build, folks. That's just me. I think I'm a little taller than him, but... Yep, that was young me. There's even actually pictures that prove that shit. You're gonna be like, what the fuck, Grim? You almost looked exactly like that dude. I said, yeah. And I always ended up like the friend. Like, I don't know. It's like, you know, there's this thing called the friend zone. And then there's the like, I think I'd rather be a friend zone. This is a weird situation. Because there's a lot of guys that are all like, pussy, pussy, pussy. And I'm like, hold on. Like, I'm not really feeling that. Like, I was a weird kind of dude, I guess. A woman kind of had to gel with me before I would actually kind of do something. And there were some that were really cool and I liked, but it's like, you know what? I kind of like being the friend. Like, it's weird. It's like somebody's like, oh no, why do you want to be the friend? It's like, because I'm not really that into her, you know? And a lot of guys would be like, what do you mean you're not into her? Pussy's the best thing on earth. So it's like, I don't know. But that was me. And they're saying, oh, well, you must be gay. I'm not into dudes either. I actually had a situation where a good friend of mine got drunk and decided to kiss me. He just got drunk and it's like, oh my God, it was horrible. It was terrible. It's like the worst thing ever. Like, dude had, like, beard and mustache. Like, I don't know how y'all can, like, you girls can do that shit. That shit was weird. It was just, ugh. This happened a long time ago, by the way. Like, super long. Over 20 years. And, I don't go that way either. It's weird. But, I mean, you know what's funny? Like, even if it's a hot girl, like, you get to know her and all that stuff. You start talking with her and you're like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I start recognizing people as people earlier than I'm supposed to. Like, you have this fantasy about, like, a sex object. You're like, oh, yeah, that's so fucking, I want to fuck that. And then you actually get to know that and talk with that. And you're like, you know what? I kind of don't. It's like, not that she's not unattractive. Not that she's ugly or anything. It's just, I don't see her like that now. It's so fucking weird, man. I guess a lot of guys aren't like this, but I'm like that. So I guess that's why I got into the fantasies and stuff. But you know what's funny? Even the fantasy girls, like I used to, I guess, have a good time with back in the day. If I knew them, I'd probably be like, yeah, I mean, you're okay. But I don't know about that. Like, sure, you know, I mean, I guess because, you know, with my fetish, I guess I'd be like, oh, yeah, I want to hit. But then you get to know somebody, and even after sex, you're like, once was good enough on that, you know. It's great, but you're just, it's not going to work. See, a lot of times in relationships, I broke up with the girl. That's just true. I always broke up with them for the most part. I was like, I thought women broke up with you. No, it's always kind of me. This isn't working. Yeah, I'm not feeling this. This ain't working. It's like, dude, how many women have you fucking broke up with? Quite a few. Quite a few. There was always the girl was like, oh, I'm going to break up with you. It's like, no, I've already done it. Because there was times where I was like, you know what? This ain't working. It was kind of like a mutual understanding at that point. Where you're in a relationship and you feel more like friends than you do a couple. Like, man, this, I don't know. I don't know, guys. Am I weird for this? Like, you can let me know in the comments or whatever. But that's just how it's always been with me. I was always that guy. Like, that guy right there. Always the, you know. Like, I knew about the different things. I even had women tell me, oh, you gotta shave this, and you gotta do that, and you gotta do this and that, you know, there were women would always try to hook me up with other women. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, you got to. It's like, if you do that, you gotta do that for her, and you better do this, and you better wear this condom, and you don't even understand. Like, it's like, I don't know. If it's a grim, are you asexual? That would be crazy. You're so in all these sex games, but you might actually be asexual. Who knows? That wasn't even a fucking thing back then. I don't know, maybe I am. Maybe I'm only fantasy sexual, where I can only get off with a fucking fantasy. I don't know. It's part of two things. Part of having autism and hyperphantasia. Hyperphantasia is kind of a curse because you always imagine things better in your head than what they are. And very, very few people have hyperphantasia. I have it very vividly. It's one of those things where I'm like, yep, let's just imagine everything. And a lot of people say, well, if my head was a fucking TV like that, I wouldn't need... Yeah, you probably wouldn't. But that's why I've never been a horn dog. So spill it. Was a night of success or an epic fail? So that good? So, made good use of that bed? You might say so. And was it just a one-time deal, or she's coming back tonight? My God, Alan, it was beyond all of my expectations. Really? She is. Well, it was more than just BDSM. We had fun. I mean, beyond the whole sex thing. You two are friends? Yeah, I guess so. So, are you having BDSM sessions with a friend again? It's not the same. You and I were... just testing shit out? Well, yeah. I even had the bushy eyebrows. Yep. No fucking shit. I still do. I still have those. And she is a real submissive? Uh-huh. Ah, your first real subby. You lost your subginity. What? Of course, I didn't know all of that shit. That's one thing different. I know. I'll be honest, I didn't know a whole lot. I knew a bit, but I didn't know about all this Dom and BDSM shit. This shit wasn't really that big. And the girls that did try it, like, or they piecemealed it. Like, we didn't have the internet really and the capability that we do now where people can research and stuff. So a lot of people would piecemeal and domination probably went horrible. Bite me. Well, I just hope you can keep both the BDSM and the friendship going. Dominating a friend, well, we both know how difficult that can be. I know. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to bum you out. There was the obvious reason why it couldn't work between us. Two dominant partners are a poor match. That's another thing about me. I'm a fucking dom. You don't need, well, some people didn't need to know that, but I'm always a dom. I'm never a sub. I cannot be a sub. I can't submit to anybody. That's one fucking thing. You say, you arrogant asshole. Yes, I am that arrogant asshole. I cannot fucking submit to anyone. Yeah, that's why a lot of stuff would be very awkward. I've got to be the one in control. Like, that's also part of autism. We always want to be in control. So, you think this could work then? How should I know? I never even met the girl. Do you like her? Yes. Did you get the feeling she liked you? Yeah. Then just do what feels right. Relax. Don't overthink it. It did feel right. Did it feel right? Well, we're just having some fun. Yeah. Did it feel right? Yes. So, I guess it works. She is coming again tonight. I guess the reason I'm so jittery is she coming as a sub or as a friend? Atta girl, overthink it. Circular logic engines activate. Shut it. For such a smart woman, you really lack basic common sense sometimes. It's really simple. Is it? Yeah, welcome her as a friend, and if you see she wants to have fun. Speaking of which, how come you happen to drop by all of a sudden? Oh, well, I decided to take a break to come and see if you're up for some digital ass whooping. You just wanted to see if she was still here. Yeah, but also to whoop your ass in game, I mean. Oh, we'll just see about that. You may want to wash your hands first, you know. Yeah. On an ironic side note, Ellie had a key to Alan's apartment. She still rang the bell because, well, she didn't want to walk in on him masturbating. Yeah? Yeah, that's. Something I quite frequented as well at that age. Not quite, well, not like it's been, not like it was, rather. Things happen as you get old. Now, while Allie and Allie were doing their thing, I was regretting promising my boss that I would come to the diner that day. I mean, financially, a bonus shift is always useful, but that Saturday, my mind was somewhere completely different. Okay, maybe keeping the collar on wasn't the best idea I ever had. But I guess I could be excused. I really wanted to keep it on. A reminder of last night, like a permanent touch on my skin. So I messed up, like, what, six orders? Lucky for me, that Saturday afternoon shift is usually a slow one. Though there is a downside beyond not being with Allie. Wow, am I that clingy? Anyways, the other downside. Valerie, a funny thing. All my life I had this messed up, persistent coincidence. I guess every single blonde I knew was a bitch. Oh yeah, I'm well aware. It's merely bad luck, but every single one? So, Lisa, what's with the scarf there? Oh, well, I got a bad hickey. Oh, a wild night, huh? Yeah, you might say so. So, what's he like? He? Well, he is something else. There's a quiet dignity to him. Did you see that? Where I come from, we refer to this as opening a can of whoop ass. Please, my grandma could win a match with Killick. He exudes this aura of calm dominance. It's hard to describe. Say, how about I take Ivy and you take Voldo? I mean, if I'm gonna whoop your ass, we might as well be dressed for the occasion. Or I could use Raphael. We said no Raphael, you get boringly spammy. That's all nice, but what's he like, you know, in bed? Let's put it like this, he can hit all my spots with his eyes closed. Hey, Alan, look, no eyes. Oh, screw you, while you were punching keys, I spent the last 3 days punching holes in a leather harness. I got fucking carpal tunnel. Good, I feed on excuses. And I was going to see her again in just 2 hours. My mistress. Seems nice. She really is. Wait, she. Oh, crap. So, you're a lesbian? No. It's just. There it is. The reason I always disliked her, that cold, judgmental, holier-than-thou tone of voice. Just fun? Fun? The way she said fun, sharp pitch, stabby, I was borderline allergic to that tone. You have a problem with that? No, no, your life is your business. The smug bitch, your life, your business. I should put the business end of my heel up your ass, you condescending piece of... Yeah. Anyways, nice talking to you. I must go now. My shift is over. Good riddance. Ugh, the way she said it, lesbian. Heh. Never in my life have I rushed home from work so vigorously. There's that feeling that just keeps building up, that giddy anticipation. It completely takes over you, and this time, unlike yesterday, I am free from the nervous fear. I'm off to see Alley Cat again. And I'm off to see my mistress, and both sides of the coin make me so happy I could burst. The sense of urgency and excitement gave me the courage to do something crazy. And believe it or not, I was never the crazy risk-taking type. By the way, excitement and putting on makeup are poor bedfellows. But it couldn't be helped. I was in a hurry. I rushed driven by one thought. Every second I'm here is taking time away from her. And we can't have that. I remember two thoughts battling that evening. One, drive faster. And two, holy fuck, I'm naked under the coat. What if somebody notices? What if the cab driver notices? My mind was a crazy mix of excitement and panic. Greet her as a friend. Easy for you to say that, Alan, but first impressions are a bit more important to me. Well, not really her opinion, though. Okay, let's think this through. She left this morning with her collar on. That's a clear sign she's very much into it. On the other hand, we did just do it quite a few times just last night. Or, hold on. We did do it quite a few times just last night. Different people, different appetite, so to say. True, but if last night is any indicator, she's quite voracious. Though again, she did say she was on a dry streak, so it might be her just catching up. Huh. Yeah, this is getting me nowhere fast. Heads, friends, tails with benefits. The coin landed on heads. Da-ding dong. Allie told it to go fuck itself. What took you so long? Whoa, go team go. I gotta say, you do have some wonderful items in your wardrobe. Actually, I wasn't sure if I should wear this, you know. Didn't know if you were coming as a friend or, you know. Ah, come on, Allie. I think we proved last night that we can have both. Two things. One, yes, I actually did this. It was an old personal fantasy of mine, so yeah, that night I nailed it. And two, the whole having both thing. Aha! Oh, wow, good one. Pass me. Good one. Then I presume you have some free time in your hands because I have so many ideas. So my second night was loads of fun. BDSM really makes you realize things about yourself and about your body. A skilled dom can drive you to the point where you feel as if you're drowning in sensations. A game of pleasure and, yes, some pain in which your limits are expanded. That'll be a rough description of your average session. But when your mistress decides to take your sight and speech away while you are bound and vulnerable, holy crap, you feel like your every nerve is in a state of red alert. Every single nerve prepared as your mind and body seek to reclaim control over this new and unexpected turn of events. And yet, you are helpless. Wow, she's got some crazy shit going down, folks. A mere plaything. Touched, poked, teased, unimaginable to resist. Unimaginable. Unable to resist. Squirming and imagining her predatory, amused look. That being so maddeningly turned on that if I could at this point, I'd hump her a leg. Ugh. Not my most dignified moment. My jaw is starting to hurt. And there she was, my mistress reveling in my helplessness. She really is amazing. A true dominatrix. And then after realizing the fun potentials of a spider gag, my memories kind of sort of fade to black. Don't get me wrong, all joking aside, there are two reasons why I'm stopping my descriptions at certain points, and neither of them are embarrassment. Reason one, pretty much every description of an orgasm has been written already, so I'll just skip the whole opening of my inner flower cresting of the tides of that of pleasure crap. And reason two, my memories past a certain point usually devolve to, word salad. What can I say? Allie knew what she was doing, and what she didn't know, she learned fast. Allie was a true dom, my mistress. And at the same time, a true friend. Yeah, I liked the book, but the scene that... But then came that scene with Eleanor, and then I loved the book. Uh-huh. A rich dominatrix in a big-ass castle. Thought you might relate. Speaking of which, here it comes. You live here alone? Uh-huh. Well, were there no available castles? Funny. I'm just saying. That's weird. I got a house this big alone. I made my money with software development. Bit of lucky timing and all that. You did mention it, though honestly, I underestimated your claim. Yeah, so anyway, I never had the best relationship with my mother. She was always the judgmental type, and my older sister is happily married. In fact, my mother fails to remind me of in front of anyone who will listen. So after my initial big buyout, I bought this place to give my mother something else to talk about. You bought a big-ass house for revenge? Heh, Alan, my best friend, well, pretty much my only friend next to you, asked me the exact same question. And well, I don't know. That's the thing. I lived in an apartment my whole life with a mother that had little respect for my privacy. It got worse after my dad passed away, so I guess on some level I always wanted this. I don't know. Overall, I'm happy here, but there are days when it feels too big. People are complex. You usually see one side of them on any given day. They armor up to meet society. The society that loves branding its members. Allie is a dominatrix, but Allie is my friend. My lonely friend. Now R1 and jump to the side. Oh, is that all? Allie, last time I played a game was like 10 years ago. She only had two friends. This bugged me at first. I tried noticing what aspect of her would condemn her to this isolation. She was an attractive young woman. Playful, funny, and smart. Besides her sexual taste, nothing about her stood out. Just a normal person. What do you think? Surprisingly catchy. But in the end, does it even matter? If I was to think carefully, how many people could I call my true friends? At this moment, off the top of my head, I guess. There was Allie, and I guess that's all right. How the hell did this happen? It was the second morning of me waking up next to her, and I was happy, genuinely happy. I mean, if I was going to be completely honest, this was about sex. We started chatting because of our well-specific tastes. We met to satisfy those desires. We were friends, and sure, on a certain level, she knew me even better than anyone else ever did. So it made perfect sense for me to care about her. We had other stuff in common, besides the BDSM stuff, that is. She liked books and had a good sense of humor. I was well aware that we only really met 2 days ago. And yet, looking at her sleeping, I felt this overwhelming need to kiss her. And it was the sheer lack of sexual desire that triggered all sorts of alarms in me. I tried to rationalize these thoughts away. After last night, I can't help myself. She is trying to hide it, but she is lonely. That was probably why I felt this, whatever this was. Yeah, that's it. The few friends I had either left me once I got successful or tried to take advantage. She said that the night before with a strange alien smile that never... The few friends I had either left me once I got successful or tried to take advantage. She said that the night before with a strange alien smile that never touched her eyes, but when she smiles at me... My Allie. Ugh, the fuck? This, Lisa, you are an idiot. She is your friend. Before all this, I had my life figured out to some extent. The mundane nature of it was like a familiar painting on the wall. The one you lived with long enough that you don't even notice it anymore. But that morning, something changed. That morning, I noticed a flake of paint falling off from it. There seemed to be a whole other painting underneath it. A restless part of me mused about the hidden possibilities of this new painting, considered tearing down the layer of familiarity for a chance of something amazing. And now for a far less poetic translation, I was overthinking a twinge of affection I felt for a friend I was sleeping with for 2 days. Ka-ching! The hell? Yo, Allie, payback time! Oh? Can I help you? Translation, where does Allie keep her knives? Yeah, you must be Lisa. I don't know if I mentioned... I don't know if Allie mentioned me. I'm Alan. Oh, right, she did mention you. Excuse me, she did mention you would drop by again. Just a sec, I'll go wake her up. Okay, I swear I'm not usually this fucking ditzy. Yeah, you do that. I'll be in the living room. Okay, Alan, say nothing. Wouldn't make the best first impression. Say it. Allie doesn't need breakfast. She ate your underpants. I see Paris, I see France. Guess what I'm not seeing? Woo boy, I really am an ass. This could be an interesting day. Heh. Allie, wake up. What's it? Your friend, that Alan guy, just arrived. You don't wear robes often, do you? Yeah. Huh, what does that have to do with any... Oh, crap. I'm no botanist, but I'm seeing 2 bushes in 2 days. This weekend could have gone worse. Damn, this room is like a pervy crime scene. Did he at least have the common courtesy to bring some coffee? I think so. Damn it, did he notice? Oh, hello there, I remember you. So she finally got to use you. This Lisa's a bit of a wild thing. Morning, roadkill. He must have noticed. Drop dead, where's my coffee? I had some good uninterrupted sleepy time. You look, oh no, she says you look rested. I had some good uninterrupted sleepy time. And then she says, of course he noticed. He had to. You, on the other hand, looks like you had a wild night. A wild, pervy, hot night. Of course, I'm merely guessing. What the hell? Allison, did you tell him? No, Lisa, it's not like that. What? Not like that, my ass. You told him. Well, the thing is, I'm actually the guy who's making most of her gear. That's besides the point. This is personal. Lisa, dude, shut the fuck up. First of all, this room is littered with remnants of your games, and then there's that collar. I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but it really is elementary, my dear Watson. Oh. Okay, let me diffuse this thing. One time in college, Allie and I put butt plugs in each other's asses to see how that feels. Nope, never done that. Go snort! The fuck? Dude, what the fuck? Pat, pat, easy does it, breathe. Crap, even angry, I can't stop myself caring about her. Well, not counting the lovely zombie-like mood you're in now, I can't remember when you were this happy and energetic. Whatever Lisa's doing with you, to you, well, it's doing you good, and I'd hate to be the one who messes it up for you. And the whole proctological antidote is helping me how exactly? Well, Lisa just got embarrassed in front of a complete stranger. So now that we all got the proverbial egg on our faces, moving on, Lisa? Yeah. This guy is alright. It was a weird predicament I found myself in that day. That was this big house alone with two doms. No one knew I was here. It was a situation that would scare me if it wasn't for the one simple truth. BDSM people are all sexual nerds. I know I said this before, but seeing these two brainstorming about some rig design Alan was commissioned to make, it was like watching enthusiasts having a heartfelt conversation over a common hobby. Like gourmand chefs discussing contents of spice racks. So I figured this would distribute the weight evenly while keeping circulation unobstructed. Yeah, but the pressure on the fun parts is going to spoil the fun. The rig relies heavily on keeping the erogenous zone stimulated, but the crotch area as it is would only cause pain. Trust me on this one. Point taken. I'll talk it over with them. If they decide to go with it as it is, well, I guess they like it really spicy. It was funny, actually. This was my first ever sex talk with friends, and boy did these two have some crazy ones. Alan has been making personalized gear for clubs, performances, and individuals for years. A job like that often has some fun stories linked to it. He's an engineer. And her idea was to have a corset that would be held in place by her piercing. Actually sounds cool. Yup, sounded cool, till she sneezed. Alright, I'm going in. Cover me. Allie and Alan were gamers. I liked video games, and my enthusiasm for them subsided in my late teens due to my focus shifting to writing. I can understand that. And my brother's relentless hogging of the PlayStation. I amused myself with a bunch of fetishware catalogs Allie had. It wasn't like I was bored. Actually, yeah, I have to mention that. There's a period where I didn't game for quite some time. It's because I was writing a lot. I was writing about 10... I remember when I didn't have a job, but I wasn't playing video games that much. I was writing about 10 to 12 pages a day, which might not sound like much, but it's quite a bit. And I was writing that, and I was also doing the reviews also. This was when I had the job. I would basically come home and do the reviews and maybe watch a little TV and go to bed. And that was pretty much it, guys. The whole uptick in me gaming just kind of happened recently. I did have some fan games that I've been playing on and off, you know, with the old channel, but I wasn't doing it that much. Now I'm doing a lot of gaming because obviously the channel and everything else, and I've missed out on a lot of games. And there's a lot of really interesting games out that in the indie scene and adult scene that didn't exist years ago. So I've actually gotten a little bit back into gaming, which has always been one of my favorite hobbies. But Allie, well, let's just say that she really wanted to keep me from feeling like a third wheel. She had a great way of accomplishing that. All right, you son of a bitch, your ass is mine. Now you're starting to sound like me when I'm gaming. I'm worse than that. Again, fucking racing games. I won't record myself playing a racing game because it'll be removed from YouTube. Like, that's just how bad it is, guys. And flat out three, or what is it? Flat out maximum damage or max something. It got released on Zoom, and I bought it. I haven't installed it yet, because I know how I'm going to be when I fucking start running that shit. And that is how you do it. Did you see that? I liked her way. Her raw sexual energy made me shiver, made my heart flutter. Yeah. Just sexual energy. Yup. Not cool. What? We may be friends, but I'm a guy, damn it. And you are two hot chicks making out. Oh, sorry? Oh yeah, there's another reason I invited Alan. I want him to take your measurements for a very special gift. Okay. Kiss me again. Okay, what the hell is wrong with me? Grr. It's okay, Lisa. You're just a little bit hormonal. It's because of your long dry streak. That's it. She is your friend, someone you feel comfortable with. I've talked to for 2 months now, and she is your mistress. A bit of affection is perfectly understandable. And that's why you're fantasizing about kissing her for hours on a beach. Yup, makes perfect sense. Stop thinking about it. Think of something else, anything. Extend your fingers, please. I'm planning on longer sleeves? You might say so. This is going to be something special. Special like? Pajamas! This is not how I saw this whole situation unfolding, and yet after 3 days of basically having my deepest sexual itches scratched, I feel this strange void in the pit of my stomach. I guess the problem was in me. I mean, I knew why I came to Allie. It was a sexual desire that I grew over the years. A very specific desire. And there was this woman willing to partake in this game with me, and, well, she was wonderful, friendly, attractive, funny. But a woman nonetheless, so I felt a certain sense of emotional uncertainty, a detachment of sorts. It was just sex. It was all it ever could be. See ya, Alan. It was nice meeting you. Same here. Ah, hindsight. I could have said so many different things. Something clever. Something funny. Anything. I'm a damn writer. I just stood there. Honestly, it was that kiss from earlier that day. I mean, we kissed before that, too. But this time it shook me up. My mind was obsessing. So want to do this again sometime? Of course. Next weekend okay with you? Yes. So yeah, I had to know. I had to see if that feeling would still be there. This time I went for it. I had to take the dominant aspect of Valley that excited me so much out of the equation. I kissed her. I took her by surprise, felt her body stiffen for a split second, and then she gave into it, and yup. The feeling was still there. Crap, this was not part of the plan. There's a saying about the best laid plans, and I think it applies to sexually submissive writers as well. I think it goes something like, fuck your plans. I should have asked her to meet me sooner, like for coffee or something. Yeah, well, you'll probably chat online anyway, so you can ask her then. Anyway, I gotta go. Tough week ahead. Oh, you're leaving already? Yeah. Got me a rig to build for the club. Oh, okay. See ya, Alan. House feels bigger somehow. Home sweet home. Three of the best, most exciting days of my life. And I'm back in my familiar room, almost like nothing happened. But there is one small reminder of the weekend. Of her, my alley cat, my mistress. Alright, a short nap and then get some work done. Easier said than done. What the hell? I should be feeling happy, energetic, and I can't get myself to do anything. I mean, we did arrange our next meeting for this next weekend. That's just 5 days away. It's not that bad. Ugh, I can't get her out of my mind. Snap out of it, Allison. You do want her to see you as desperate. It's not really dominatrixy. I have my role. That's why she came to me. That's what she needs from me. That is it. She needs a dom, and that's what she'll get. Haha. Huh? You awake? Yup. Yup what? Yup, mistress. Better, though. Yup kind of kills any dignity in a sentence. LOL, I guess so. So what are you doing? Nothing much, laying in my bed and mentally reliving this weekend. Heh. Good girl. Now, here is what your mistress wants you to do. Oh, I like this a lot. This is great. What a wonderful piece of art. Yeah, look at that. Realism. Man, it really brings the characters to life. I just had sex. Look at that. Great art. And now for some making of bonus material, sketches, pinups, stuff like that. Good stuff, guys. How the hell did we end up here? I certainly had no intentions of making this comic. There was, in fact, no comic to be made. Sunstone was the end result of the deepest art block and burnout I've ever experienced in my life. It's 3 years ago. Just finished my last issue of Witchblade, a comic that I loved and hated at that point. Comics itself had nothing to do with it. Truth was, artistically speaking, I hit a wall, and there was no way past it. In my eyes, I wasn't a storyteller anymore, I was just a grinder, and I was burnt out. Honey, are you okay? It's mocking me. What's all this? Huh. So I was there sitting and hate staring my computer monitor for way too long. Hate. Something had to change. I had to find the spark, which by that time I had obviously lost. I started reminiscing about those great bursts of inspiration and drive I experienced in my past. And there I remembered it, the most exciting moment of my career. It was just before I got hired by Top Cow. I was in my early 20s and my dream was to become a comic artist. Chances of living in Croatia were slim to none. But my work was noticed, and all I got asked to do was a fetishistic erotic comic. Not all that unusual in Europe. That's crazy, right? I was ecstatic. For the first time, I would be able to help my family by doing something I love. I remember drawing up a storm. I drew over 30 sample pages, and then, crazily enough, Top Cow's offer came in. I had to make a choice, and it was a choice I never regretted. But I remembered something about those long-lost sample pages. They were expressive. There was so much energy in them. Energy that got lost in my work over time as a result of trying to emulate other people's work. I shrugged, said fuck it, turned to Linda, and told her about my idea. I would make an alternate account on DeviantArt, and just use it to post some fetishy pinups, simple jokes, crap like that. Nothing serious, just, I don't know, break from the whole realism thing. The idea was a simple one. I would make this account and see it grow on its own. I wasn't going to cross-promote it with my main account. To me, it was like making a new character in an MMO. Of course, if I was to continue and use an MMO as a metaphor for my new account, then I also chose the most OP unbalanced class that helped it level at an insane rate. In this case, fetishistic erotic imagery. Oh, wow. The real problem was finding a name for that account. We spent about 4 hours just thinking up names, only to discover that every last one of them was taken, between Linda and me. We must have tried over 100 options. In the end, we went, latex is shiny. Fuck it, it's shinies. And then it happened. A single picture resulted in a decision that got us here. It was this picture, and here is how it unintentionally started everything. Hey, Linda, what do you think of this idea? I'm thinking these two characters would be the theme of this whole account. Just, you know, pictures, maybe some joke strips. Sure, why not? You gonna make a story out of it, or... Fuck no, I'm done with stories. I just want to draw simple stuff. Nothing serious. And now for the obvious, and yet ever so justified. Well, that escalated quickly. Process of Sunstone, actually becoming Sunstone, was a strange one. At first, the only purpose to these characters was to rekindle and extinguish creative flame, and it worked. But then they started talking more and more. They had names. They had their own thing going. There was nothing serious about the concept. Not yet. It was, at first, a silly series of strips about this dominatrix and her two submissives. The concept was simple. The jokes were simple. And I thought, okay, this is cool. Simple, fetishistic, humorous fun. I guess the moment things started shifting was when I started doing a holiday-themed series of pictures and strips. That was when I drew Allie's silly, drunken confession of love for Lisa. Oh yeah, that's subtle. It is completely out of continuity now, but this was the scene that made me ask the question, how did they even meet? This was the beginning of the chaotic clusterfuck that was for a while driving many of my fans nuts. Sorry, y'all. I was doing tons of unconnected, randomly time-skipping strips. Fans were trying to make sense of continuity, often resulting in long discussions of strips orders. This was unplanned. I had no story in mind. In fact, the random nature of out-of-order strips was almost like mist clearing and a story taking shape. Once I saw what this needed to be, I switched to posting pages in order. This is when Sunstone truly began. Annie's role may have changed over time, but somehow this picture still holds true. Ah, 'tis all gone. Where's Anne? Maybe she has some more? She went to bug Alan some more. Your little story got her, inspired. And anyways, I think you had more than enough. You know, she's a nice girl. I like her a lot. But, don't tell this to yourself, but I fell big time in love with my little Lacey. Lissy? But you must promise you'll keep this a secret, okay? You love me? Yep. Now, Mir. Or, it's supposed to be, come here. Allie. And then she falls asleep. Okay. Anne's role may have changed, but somehow this picture still holds true. Okay, I get it. I see. Once I started writing the actual story, it became apparent that it wasn't going to be a story about one dom and two submissives. It just made no sense. A simple, serious look at the characters and their situation transformed it to a story about two women, two online friends who met for the sole purpose of scratching a very specific sexual itch. And then the unplanned element of romance messed up their plans. It was a story about them dealing with their emotions, trying at first to deny the crush. Then as it grew to love, it became about them struggling to find a way to admit it. It was a very intriguing writing process. Is that how you spell intriguing? I guess. As the conflict with their story was interesting, human, and loaded with irony. That is the amazing thing about writing romance. You start realizing just how much logic is chucked out the window. When we are secretly in love, we make mistakes, we make stupid decisions, and justify them with the dumbest of reasons. These reasons make sense at the time. They make perfect sense to us. And those reasons, those persistent self-delusions, piss off everyone around us who can see the obvious. I mean, it's all one big no-future self-delusion. Better end it now, for Allie's sake, too. Yes, I have to. And, oh my god, I was genuinely starting to freak out that you may not come, and... welcome, son of a bitch. What the hell? The mere sight of her being, come now, step into my lair. I have such... Well, in lack of a better word, dumbass. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. And it's all gone. Self-doubt, anxiety, fear of what the future might bring. Come here. I missed you. Yeah, can't just abandon a friend. This what you wanted? Yes. Dom look unlocked. So yeah, Allie, Lisa, Alan, and Anne, they all changed from their initial conception. More and more of their past, their motivations, and their interests were revealed. Everything from Lisa's love of jigsaw puzzles to why and when Allie started sporting her dominatrix look hairdo. From my own experience, the funny thing about writing is how the characters rarely remain what you initially thought they would be. At first, Ravine included time travel. Death Vigil used to be about this grim, gritty, grumpy dude named Sam. And Sunstone, before it was ever Sunstone, was a bunch of fetishistic pictures and strips about Allie, Lisa, Alan, and Anne. I honestly never wanted to make a story. I had my plate full with Ravine at the time, and being jaded and cynical in those days, I thought there were no more stories left in me to tell. Sunstone changed that. This comic changed me. It made me find my love of writing. Made me reconsider the importance of character writing, and that reflected on all of my other works. With this change in attitude, Sunstone went from being a bunch of pictures pertaining to this fetish to a story about these specific fetishes. Truth is, there are good sides and bad sides to BDSM, and what makes the difference is the human element, just like any other activity people do for fun. And it is exactly what interests me the most, the successes and the mistakes. How one's fetish relates to their everyday life, the pride and fear of it all, the joys and the sorrows, in short, the humanity of these characters. Ellie, yes? For the last 3 years, the comic has helped me develop as a creator. But there was yet another unforeseen consequence. See, my wife Linda was always there to help me with it, but... help me with it, be it by occasionally flatting some colors or as an active participant for bouncing off joke ideas. She was the one who I would ask about certain aspects of femininity, which I could otherwise only at best guess about. And then, after two tragic deaths on her side of the family, she too found her creative fire ignited by starting off her own webcomic, Bloodstain. And yes, Sunstone and Bloodstain are completely in continuity, however Sunstone takes place roughly 6 months before. For this reason, Ellie and Vlad are already depicted as Allie's guide mates in the MMO they all play together, so the artwork on this page is done by her. Okay. Sunstone. This is the initial cover for book one of Sunstone. Over time, I gave up on it for the simple reason that the book is about Allie and Lisa, so I wanted them both on the cover. I am, however, still fond of this one. I think it's a good piece of art, right? Looks really good. This served both as a design sheet for the MMO appearances of both Linda and my own characters in their MMO, and as a bit of a layered joke on some MMO tropes. Ellie Old Coot, level 98 healer. Bloodstein, level 99 pale knight. Kashor Supreme. Took over a year to level up and equip her character. Still not done. Fucking Kashor. Oh, it's a Kashor, I guess. Bought everything in a week. Oh, they're calling him a Kashor. Ah, I see. Bought everything in a week. Marathon leveled aided by Cash Shop XP boosters. Over 900 USD spent. EP value, priceless. Alicat, level 97, dark mage. Lisa, level 1 assassin. Noob. Come on, let's go. Shh, I want to see what the quest log thing is all about. But why? To know the story, duh. But no one cares about the story in an MMO. Bullshit! You go from exclamation mark to exclamation mark and kill everything in between. Yes, but what is our motivation? Shinies, if we kill them, we get their stuff. Shh, this is some good stuff here. Sometimes the lore is actually well written and people ignore it. Holy crap! I remember dabbling in many stories that year, even tackling the obligatory vampire genre. Oh, okay. I know, right? Fear me not, Lysandra. I have no desire to extinguish the exquisite flame of your life. Ooh, I like that. Alia the Vampire Queen smiled a sly, predatory grin as, fuck, I just Mary-Sued the ever-living crap out of this ever-living crap. Suffice it to say, it was a short experiment that crashed and burned. I'm glad he didn't marry Sue, because that's what fucking ruined Star Wars, really, among other things. Oh, look at that. I mean, both types of art have their place. You have your more cartoony look and you have your more realistic look. Both have their place. There's fans of each and both look good in their own right. Yeah, I like this one, too. You can see that it's still kind of a sketch. It's not completely all ironed out and polished. This is really nice. I love the realism. You still look like a JRPG reject. Yep, like a final boss. He does. Looks like fucking, if I don't say it, it's a version of, I don't know if it's Trevor, Simon, Richter, one of these Belmonts that had this look. Maybe it wasn't him, maybe it was Vampire Hunter D. I'm trying to think, where do I know that little dress-looking thing? Like, I know I've seen that somewhere. There's a Vampire Hunter, like a Castlevania, which is a lot about whips and chains, by the way. I mean, honestly. Think about it, guys. You start out with your regular whip, and then you get, what? Chain whip. And there is some BDSM-inspired fucking looks and designs in Castlevania. Yeah, it's a cute joke, Alan, but it fails because it's spelled straitjacket, not straitjacket. Still haven't really read that yet. Okay, note to self, remind Allie to remove that stick out of your... Oh, okay. Yeah, no, straitjacket was that horrible one I read where the... I mean, it wasn't that horrible. It's basically about a girl that had a monster dude, and she would basically... like, get rapists and pedophiles, and she'd basically have that, like, monster dude rape the rapists and pedophiles. It didn't last long. It was, like, few issues. The only straight thing about me is my jacket. I think it was called Straight Jacket. But that's pretty funny. She says, the only straight thing about me is my jacket. That's pretty funny. I like that. You know, I'm absolutely untreatably crazy about you. Duh, you had me at lick my boot. I'm serious, lick my boot. Always, we always used to make fun of that shit. But, like, me and my buddy back in the day. Because I did learn about this stuff eventually. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's that lick my boot shit. And I was like, what do you mean, lick my boot? And now we actually use the term bootlicker to... It's like, hold on now. Some people actually like to lick boots. And I mean, like, in a fetish way. Oh, man. I'm serious. And yet, somehow, I'm the one who always ends up in a straitjacket. Funny how that works, huh? Hey, I'm not complaining. I like the nipple tape X's. Those are cool. And the straitjacket does look nice. For a straitjacket. Good art. BDSM, whenever someone gets tied up in a movie. Oh, God. Oh, please. Let me guess. My new nose? Guess again. I like that. I mean, it's romantic. I like it. I've got lesbian friends. They're cool. And now that I got you all dressed up, what do you say we... Allie, I swear, my liver is sweating right now. I don't even think livers have pores. Just latex fetishes and summer things. I remember that meme. Lisa, this outfit right here, people actually made it. No joke. Oh yeah, that's a real outfit. Lure of the Dark Side is powerful. Cookies, you say? Oh, I like this. Very cool. Oh, that is awesome. Really fucking cool stuff. I've seen that in, like, anime. And hentai. Oh, cool. Some early sketches. Shit just got real. Love these early sketches. Okay, now that's very early sketches. Very early sketches now, folks. Okay, where the fuck do you even pick up pebbles? Oh, that's funny. That's... What? She's cracking her neck. We're all crazy in our own ways. I am fun crazy. Oh, I like this. Oh, the outfit? I'm cosplaying as a super hero villain thing. Oh, these are good. These are the original sketches, I think. There was some passion in them, I will admit. I mean, the new stuff is polished, but yeah, there's something cool in there, too. It says, look away. For fuck's sake, I'm not gonna be a man in this. What? I can't even read some of those. In this relationship, you're not... Dominator, yeah. I'm into be sitting anyway now. Don't, well, anyway, I damn please. Thank you very much. Like a boss, yeah. Wah, ha, ha. Are you 100% sure? Oh, I like this. And Sunstone. This is the main cover for book 2, and is somewhat loaded with a bit of in-your-face story-related symbolism. Okay. Read more Top Cow. Ravine. So this is the other one they were working on. And a fantastic world far from our own, an ancient magic spell almost split the world in two and left an endless ravine in the north. One man, Nebazil Ashiri, driven by the deaths of his wife and daughters, will attempt to reclaim that magic and bring his loved ones back to life. The forces of an entire city, Palladia, will rise to oppose him, but its greatest foes will be a ragtag band of an outcast wizard, a dragon rider, and their allies. Ravine Volume 2. Oh, cool. Balance of power in the kingdom of Palladia is threatened as schemers plot to overthrow the rightful king. Amid this turmoil, a sorcerer named Steinface and a dragon rider named Lindy Luctus are wanderers, blessed with great power and destinies that can shape the fate of nations. How long will it be before they're drawn into the conflict? Read more Top Cow. Death Vigil. I think I've heard of this. Gifted joined the Death Vigil in their ongoing war against the ever-growing power of Primordial Enemy. The only catch is you have to die first. Become a corporeal immortal Death Knight and obtain reality-altering weaponry in the never-ending battle between good and evil. So this is like an Western isekai? Interesting. Aphrodite IX. Hundreds of years after... Okay, well, that's Aphrodite. I don't know if that has to do with the original Aphrodite. Hundreds of years after cataclysmic events scorched the surface, Earth and its inhabitants have been forever altered, and a new landscape and political struggle has taken hold between two distinct factions fighting for control. Aphrodite 9... is it 9? Yeah, it's 9. Is both anachronism and advanced technology in a world that she no longer recognizes. To survive in this future, she must choose sides in a war that she wants no part in. Aphrodite 9, Rebirth Part Volume 2. Okay. Determined to never be controlled by outside forces again, Aphrodite 9 seeks revenge against those who manipulated her. Plus, the secrets behind the generational models revealed by Aphrodite... Oh. What is that? 15? And Artemis 9. Wow. Okay. Seems interesting. And then we have 9th generation. In the future, there is no more death. No needs unfulfilled, and everything you could ever want is yours, as long as you're one of the chosen ones to live in this new utopia, and you're willing to subjugate yourself to these new, self-proclaimed gods with 9s emblazoned on them. Do the ends truly justify the means? Is a utopia built on genocide worth the price? Aphrodite, Velocity, Hades, and other 9s establish fiefdoms in this new world and attempt to rule. Their initial clashes have escalated, but they are forced to put that aside as they face off against the relentless hordes of the darkness. The sins of the past have come to claim those who would pretend to be gods. The cybernetic future established in Aphrodite 9 and Cyberforce finally comes face to face with a supernatural artifact side of the Top Cal universe. See, this sounds pretty cool. I think I would like these. Because I like the robot, cyber, all that kind of shit. It's good stuff. Futurism, you know. And Think Tank, which I've been wanting to read for a while. Dr. David Lord is many things. Child prodigy, inventor, genius, slacker, mass murderer. When a military think tank's smartest scientist decides he can no longer stomach creating weapons of destruction, will he be able to think his way out of his dilemma or find himself subject to the machinations of smaller men? Collecting the original series in its entirety, this trade paperback also is jam-packed with a complete cover gallery, bonus articles, behind-the-scenes sketches, and more. Wildfire, Volume 1. Is a genetically modified food to end the world... Is genetically modified food to end... An end to world hunger or a first-class ticket to the apocalypse? Dan Miller is a plant biologist working with a small team perfecting an accelerated plant growth process. When things go wrong, Los Angeles pays the price in a disaster story unlike any before. Wow. Then there's your checklist. You got your darkness, and you have your witch blades, and, you know, a bunch of other stuff here. Wanted, of course. Fresh men. Nope, not fresh women. Witchblade, Redemption, Rebirth. Yep, all those. Good stuff. And you can get a lot of these just digital. They don't really do the bundles. I haven't seen, I guess, I don't know if they'll bring them back or what, but... Maybe they'll do another Image Top Cal bundle or something. I haven't seen a Top Cal bundle in a while. But I... No. I think there was one last year. That's where I got some of the other ones. So maybe they'll do another one. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Adult Comics Corner with Sunstone.